This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah!
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Thursday. Woo, woo, woo. It's a wacky week because of the time change. I don't know about you guys, but I have just weird sleep. I, you know, managed to get some solid last night, but it's just been like, your alarm goes off. You're like, nah, that can't be right. That's got to be some kind of glitch. Let me work that into the dream that I'm in the middle of.
I like it in the rearview mirror, though. Like, you know, heading into it, and I was coming out of vacation, too. I was just like, oh, I just want my, I need
routine.
I just need it.
Yep.
And so I'm in it now. So I'm at least like going every day that each click forward will get better.
We get it normalized.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the time change. Both directions suck. This one sucks the most, though. Because it's just, what? It's already, what? It's, what now? Anyway, hi. Good morning. Sorry, I forgot. Yeah. No, good vibes. Yay, we're getting used to it. We're getting used to the time change. Woo!
Yay, woo, woo.
Woo, 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 woo.
Yay, time change.
Yay, time change. Tickets to Disneyland, we've got those. This is your last week. This is like your last chance. There'll be more in the future. We are Disney Central, so don't worry. Keep it here on the Alice. Because there's always something Disney going on. But today and tomorrow, your last chance in this round of the 4-pack of tickets for Disneyland Resort. We have those daily throughout the day. Just listen for code words. We do them at 905, 1205, 345, and 605 in the PM. That's all through Jane's show. She has them every hour. We'll give you a code word. You text it to our contest line and you're in the running. Plus, you'll be qualified for the grand prize vacation, which includes 4 3-day, 1-part-per-day tickets. And a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. So there's that. I'm going to start with this. It's a very funny State Farm commercial. It's Batman themed. And here's a little chunk of the beginning of it.
As havoc continues across Gotham City.
Crank that up.
It seems our only hope is Batman.
Batman?
Yeah. Close enough. Batman. Gotta tell you, the suit really bunches up in the old Batcave, if you know what I mean.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm.
What was that? So,
that's cute.
It's star-studded. It's Jason Bateman. Will Arnett actually comes in and play. I guess he did the voice for the Legos Batman.
Yes.
Lego Batman, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So Will Arnett comes in. He plays a real Batman, but there's Batman and there's Bateman. And SZA's in it. It's pretty long. It's almost 2 minutes long. So clearly you would never see this full length on your television. It's just a video on YouTube. I put a link to it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
page. They just made this thing and didn't play it in a Super Bowl or an Oscars or anything.
Maybe it wasn't done in time or something. But yeah, it's the extended cut on the Bateman Batman.
That's weird.
State Farm commercial. I know. It is kind of weird.
That seems exactly made for the Super Bowl.
There are so many funny things in this. Like, he's just bumbling through the whole thing. You know, he's Jason Bateman the whole time. So he's sort of playing that character. But he's in kind of the Batman looking outfit. Mm-hmm. And at one point, Poison Ivy has him. And she touches his lips. And they immediately sprout into giant Poison Ivy welts. And he's like, oh, can flirty with me? Just, I mean, there's just so many funny, dumb little things that it's worth a sec. If you've got 2 minutes today and you want to watch the Batman versus Bateman.
It's really
extended
fun.
Cut. It is funny. A lot of little clever things and just dumb. Just, it's exactly what he would do. I wouldn't touch that if I were you. Well, that makes me want to touch it more. Boom. Down to jail. It's really funny. So there you go. I don't have a whole list of everybody that's in it, but there's all kinds of the villains. You know, there's the Poison Ivy, but there's the Joker too, and there's the Riddler and all these different people who are in it.
State Farm.
Yeah, I know.
Television show.
And Jake from State Farm is in it too. Well, Jake from State Farm has become his own little star. Like, people are totally into, I mean, I don't.
And he's the second Jake.
Oh, was there an original Jake?
There was an original Jake.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Jake was a white guy in a cubicle answering the phone in the middle of the night.
Oh.
And the wife goes, who are you talking to? And he's all, it's Jake from State Farm. Yeah. And Jake, and
oh, what are you wearing, Jake?
Oh, you know
I totally
it then.
Know that stuff. Okay, that's I didn't the realize original. I didn't realize they
Jake
switched
became
out
a
the
thing
Jake.
And they went, let's recast Jake.
Mm. He's better looking, the new guy. They're like, oh, let's get a better looking guy.
By a lot.
Yeah. Jake from State Farm looks down at chinos, khakis.
I just kept watching that commercial thinking Michael Bluth. Like, yeah, give him some big Michael Bluth vibes.
You know, I didn't mean to do this story now, but he tops the list of actors who always play the same character, Jason Bateman, which isn't a bad thing. Like, if a part calls for that, it's like, who else was Gilligan going to play?
Well, I believe that's what I'd be if I had gone into acting. I would do that. I'd be me reading the lines in each thing. I think it takes a special kind of person with giant freaking cojones to say, I'm going to come up with an alternative me and be that in every scene all the way
all
through.
All the idiosyncrasies, and they talk about, all the different things.
They talk about, what's that guy's name from Gangs of New York?
Oh,
Daniel Day-Lewis is a guy
there
they say
blood,
he goes into character and stays in it.
Yeah.
On set, off set, he's that guy to stay, to keep the con. And I believe...
No, there are definitely people who have that. And then there are these people, Jason Bateman, Ryan Reynolds.
Lots of them, yes.
Aubrey Plaza, Michael Cera, Seth Rogen, Melissa McCarthy, Vin Diesel is here.
That's Charlie Sheen. That's all these people who just are I'm Charlie. What?
This is who I play. This is who I am. Dragon Blood, baby. Winning, duh.
And you can get... You can make a fortune just doing that. So good for them.
You can. There's a long list of these with little explanations that you won't need at a place called yardbarker.com. If you want to look at that, maybe I'll throw it up on them. I'll put it up on the Facebook page if I remember. I don't always remember. Apologies. You don't have to yell at me. I don't know what our care factor is on Sydney Sweeney and her relationship status. But the internet sleuths do apparently care. I mean, I like her. I think she's pretty, and go Sydney Sweeney, I guess. I thought she was really good on SNL when she hosted. Found him.
I don't think I've seen her in anything.
Did you watch you didn't watch The Handmaid's Tale? No, so you wouldn't have seen her in that.
White Lotus.
Oh, yes, she's great. Season one of White Lotus. Oh, how could I forget that? She's great.
I haven't seen it, but okay.
Euphoria too, right?
Yes. In fact, I think
that's where you see her tatas.
Yeah.
Which are spectacular.
Fantastic. Thanks for the review. In fact, I think I read a thing where they're starting on season three right now. They lost a cast member. I want to say there's a local guy here too.
She was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Sydney Sweeney was?
She must have been. I'm looking up what she's done, because I don't know her.
Yeah, she's the girl that Brad Pitt gives a ride to.
No, that's Margot Qualley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, she must be one of Manson's.
That's what I'm thinking. She's probably, because there are a bunch of people in that movie, in that cult that they visit.
Oh, that's one of the great scenes, though. When the guy's flattened his tire.
Yeah.
Fix it.
Fix it.
The guy's next scene's him fixing it.
I really need to go back and finish that movie.
What? You never finished it?
I love it.
We were in a very uncomfortable theater that was like 100 degrees. I was between Hooman and Brynn at the time, and it was just interminable. And then I want to say the actual projector broke down halfway through. We had to sit there and wait. I'm like, I gotta go. I can't do it. I was finding it super boring. I just couldn't handle it, and I never went back.
Go back.
I should probably.
You should.
From the comfort of my own home.
What about her boyfriend?
So she's been with some guy for 7 years.
Okay.
I did not know. I guess I... My care factor was quite low.
Yeah.
On Sydney Sweeney. So here's the thing, though. You know, the internet gets a hold of something, grabs it with his teeth, and starts shaking. And so this is what they've come up with. Sydney Sweeney is sparking breakup rumors with a solo hotel stay after postponing her wedding to her fiancé. His name is Jonathan DeVino.
Who?
Yep, exactly. She's been living apart from him reportedly for nearly a month. I guess at first they were supposed to get married this May, and then they postponed it, but they didn't set a new date. They just said, "Nah, we're gonna put that on hold because we're both so busy right now. We got a lot going on." She has two houses in LA. Apparently, when she first broke in, got some money, she bought a $3 million place. Somewhere posh there, like a Tudor style, nice house. So she's got a $3 million house. And then this guy is like a financier guy, something, businessman of some type.
Okay.
And they bought a $6 million fixer upper in Bel Air. So I don't know. Does that mean it's $6 million for the lot? And I guess they've been doing a lot of work on it, but she has been living alone at the Beverly Hills Hotel for like a month or so, which it doesn't smell good from over here.
Well, an actor lives a very transient life, though.
Mm.
And they will be on film sets for 6 months and living away from their home. And if I am always surprised when I hear someone say they have pets or whatever, because you would have to have people at your house the whole time you're gone.
Well, she's one of those people who has people now. I mean, they say even walking around over there, she always has a bodyguard with her. Which, is that her bodyguard? I don't know. Anyway, she's been living apart from Jonathan DeVino for about a month.
That's a story we fell for once. Giselle Bundchen.
Yeah, Giselle. Oh, yeah, he was a jiu-jitsu
teacher. Whatever the story is.
I need to be around this person.
My jiu-jitsu teacher. Right,
I might all of a sudden need to learn some more jiu-jitsu real quick. So I need you to be handy.
She posted a gorgeous shot of her pregnant with the sun setting behind her.
Oh.
It's one of those, like... It's almost cheesy, but it's not. It's beautiful. It's like you look at that and you go, there's life happening right there.
Mm.
That's it. A pregnant lady about to have a baby with the most beautiful sunset in the background.
Aww.
Who doesn't want that? I mean, I don't want that, but there are some of
what
you
what if it
out
was
there.
Giselle, though? I mean, maybe. Maybe.
Will she take the kid and run?
Oh, no, no, that's your kid.
Oh, no, then I can't.
And Giselle's done boning you, by the way, at this point, because...
I learned that lesson the hard way.
You guys have a kid now.
I already learned that lesson. I won't fall for
thanks
that
for
again,
Sarah.
Thanks
for giving me
Sarah.
The kid. That's good now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
It won't happen to me until it happens to me.
Bye.
Right.
Anyway, Sydney Sweeney, who is 27... And they are saying these two have been dating since she was a 20-year-old, looks like. I mean, 2018, it maths out, doesn't it?
Well, that's how that happens, isn't it?
Oh, that she mathed out?
No, that she's a young lady who meets a guy that, and she's her career's not even happening, and now she's a superstar, and the wedding's been postponed. Yeah. Give me a minute.
She's 27, he's 41, which would have made him, mid-30s for a 20-year-old.
I mean, there she is suddenly working with, who's the new handsome guy? Glenn Powell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right. She stars in that. And that was a surprise hit, too. Anyone But You, it's called.
I didn't watch it, but I did.
Anyone But You.
You can imagine she's going, I dreamed of this happening, but it's happening. Like, I'm looking at the hottest guy in Hollywood right now, and I got a boyfriend from my
Right.
You know, that I met on my 20th birthday.
Well, he's been absent, it sounds like. They're saying she has two houses, making her solo stay even weirder because she has this other house and then they bought one together. Oh, the one is in, let's see, a $3 million Tudor-style home in Westwood. And then they bought this other house together. And they say that could be why she's staying in a hotel. Maybe she rented one of them out and who knows.
People anyway, like hotels.
Yeah, they do. That's true.
I know a lot of people who prefer a hotel.
Oh, really? No. Really?
Mm. The Chateau Marmont, people go there and stay there forever.
But those have like kitchens and stuff. Aren't those kind of like small apartments?
I'm just saying, plenty of people, and especially acting when you're on film set, you're in hotels or in trailers or whatever. So I think they get very used to not having to worry about locking the house and how you're leaving things when you split for.
And those properties are super secure, so they can walk around. It's a nice property there at the Beverly Hills.
They probably like fans can't walk around and be bothering you at the pool. You get a little bit of privacy. Don't they say Chateau Marmont is where people go after surgeries? It's one of those places where there's a whole floor where only people with their faces wrapped up are.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
They used to go to the La Costa Resort too, where I worked.
Someplace off limits to. You got to go through a gate and be a registered guest or be about to be a registered guest to get in there.
Be a slacker employee.
Mm, there's that. I wonder if in this day and age of cell phones, you'd have been approached by TMZ or who, like, hey, keep your phone on camera.
That might happen. And if it were my, there were people who were career employees at that resort.
Right.
So I would guess many of them would say, I'm not talking to anybody because this is where I make my living. I was passing through on my way to radio.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're just saying we could supplement your bottom line by paying you $50,000 for a picture of the prince, the sultan,
response would be, my nickname around here is One Star. I really need to not do this. I'm already
$60,000
holding on to this job by a thread. They tried to fire me and the union saved me somehow. Like, really?
What fun.
Stay away from me.
Mm. It feels like you'd be the perfect guy. They already call you One Star. Anyway, these guys have, so we're talking about Sydney Sweeney, or we were sort of, I mean, I guess. She was at Paris Fashion Week, I guess. And she was sitting front row all alone. And so that fueled the rumors that they're like, why isn't he with her in this city of love? It's possible everything's completely fine with these two. It's also possible that they broke up months ago. They have postponed their wedding. That's the only concrete evidence I personally see here that there's any kind of trouble in paradise.
Well, I do think actors and actresses benefit by keeping some of this stuff out of the press.
Yes.
Because it just gives someone a firmer picture of who you are when you're trying to play different people all the time. I don't know that that's helpful, but I also think at least those relationships where people know both people and have grown to love them as a couple.
Mm.
And then if they're going to break up, it's like, no,
I'm team what? This person or team.
Well,
that
and
person.
It becomes that it's a real bummer. If someone knows you as, you know, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, you're supposed to be that. What are you doing?
Or you guys whatever. Have been together forever. Stop right. it.
Whatever the coupling is, right. I think their people get attached to it.
Definitely. They're invested in it, even though it has nothing to do with them.
Exactly.
God knows I get invested. All right. I'm out of time. What's coming up?
Well, I will begin with nail glue eye drops.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Tonight. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. It's all happening on the free Odyssey app. Oh.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, everyone. It's a great new day. Starting over, I guess. Oops. Swear the cursor was in the right place, but it's definitely user error. Let's go and try it again.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Leading Ladies in NYC. Head to RadioAlice.com and enter for a chance to win a trip for two to New York City with round-trip airfare, two-night hotel stay, and tickets to Odyssey's Leading Ladies, starring Gwen Stefani, Lainey Wilson, Alicia Cara, Cassie Ashton, and Haven Madison.
Sounds so fun.
Yeah. Oh, New York.
So excellent.
I mean, we can visit the Clark boys.
Yeah.
They're New Yorkers now. Hello.
Yeah.
Rain this morning should clear up this afternoon. Not really clear up, but it'll stop raining by this afternoon. We're in a rainy pattern, though, so there's more. So take the break, but don't get to, you know, don't pull the cushions out.
Oh, damn it, Vinny. Don't remind me.
I always want her to finish.
No,
I feel like she is.
I actually don't want her to.
Take it out. Mm-hmm.
Take out your cushions.
Well, don't actually. Don't. Oh. Yeah, don't
oh.
take.
Oh.
Don't take oh. out your cushions.
Gotcha.
This is a story.
Of a man named Brady.
Not that one.
Oh, okay.
I mean, do you need to sing that real quick? Hey, you guys want to get that out of your system?
Not me.
It's okay.
Just humming it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's an embarrassing thing to show up to the ER with.
Oh, I love these. What did someone get stuck in the where the
stuck
sun
is right.
Shine now.
Hi, oh. Doc. I accidentally glued my eyes shut.
Oh. Oh. Well.
This person is a TikToker, and it brings to question, did they do this for, you know, viral fame, or did they accidentally really do this and just use their page to document their foul up?
I always wonder, like, how many people do you gain? How many followers do you gain if you glue your eyes shut or whatever silly thing you've done? Now everyone's like, oh my God, this person glued their eyes shut. They're so stupid. Take a look.
One time, I want to say I would have been in my 20s.
Oh.
And this is, no, not even, I would have been even older than that. My mom, I had something going on with my eyes, and my mom said, get boric acid and use the.
What?
It's boric acid. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like something I'm going to put in my eyes, though.
I had to pull it up so that I could read it to you because it is a thing. Boric acid has mild antibiotic properties against fungal or bacterial infections.
Oh. So they it's for like a rinse. Like, well, I'm having trouble with this.
A rinse is right, okay. But I didn't get that part of the equation when I was told to use boric acid. So first of all, when I went looking for it, they were like, we don't sell that anymore. Then I was like, well, I'll just keep looking then. How dare you?
Mm. No Amazon at the time, I assume.
No.
Okay.
But it's used as an eye wash to cleanse or irrigate the eyes, but it is also, it's a powder. It comes in a powder form and you mix it into water. And my mom said, you can use that and try that on your eyes and it should help. But I didn't, maybe there's others out there. I took the powder and rubbed it on my eyeball.
Oh my gosh. God.
And I was like, I just figured, well, if some is good, more is better.
Mm. That's an alcoholic addict thing.
It is a common, like,
you know what I'll do? I'll snort it. It's powder. Yeah, I mean, that's usually how these things work.
How many pills, Doc? One? I'll take three and snort them.
Right.
Always working my own math here, right? So that is truly what, it's a miracle I didn't ruin my eyes. I have had floaters ever since. You know what those are?
Yeah.
You ever have, like, if you're looking far away and
like
sometimes
in a toilet?
It's mostly in the water. No, it's not poop. They're in your vision now. And I
forever?
Normally don't see them, yeah, but they're like a...
it's like when you look at the sky, like if you're on the beach and you look up at the sky, like you can see, they look like dead cells or something floating across or long, I don't know.
They're almost little shadow, like, marks in there. Anyway, the point is, you know, you...
Don't do that.
How
did you wind up finding it? Like, where did you go?
I can't be stopped once I get, you know, a bone.
I'm going to find a way to get boric acid.
Well, I was trying to fix myself.
Yeah.
Was it pink eye? I mean, what did you have?
I don't know if it had to do with stuff that, like, the ocean is always causing me issues, but sometimes I get infections from that. It could have very well been. I've had a sty before. Have you ever had one of those? It might have been that. I don't know. But I definitely remember
you had an irritation thinking, and you thought, well,
if I
listen
just
to mom,
make a paste instead of a liquid and really
here's a Brillo
get it
pad. Just take a Brillo pad and scrub that right
back out. To my story, though, this person used fingernail glue instead of eye drops.
Oh, my God. Really?
The brand called Kiss sells it in the same type of bottle eye drops come in.
Mm.
It's like super glue for your nails, and it dries in seconds.
Mm. This is a glue tips on your nail?
Fingernail glue, yes. This is what people use when they, I guess, get those fancy long.
Everyone gets those now. Fancy long things.
You know, I never was a fan of the look before, but now that my daughter's super into those press-on nails, I just hate them. I just think it looks so lame. I'm sorry.
I don't want to say anything because I don't want Isla. I feel like, why would I handicap myself in life by pressing anything onto me? Like, as it is, like, the minute my nails get to a certain point, I'm like, those have to go snip, snip, snip. They're just gone. I don't want them. I don't want to have nail polish on. I got to worry about chipping. I want to be able to stick my hands in the dirt at any time and not think about it.
I know life has changed and gotten incredibly easy for many of us. We don't hunt for food.
Chop wood.
There's a thing you can turn on. It'll clean your butt for you.
Sure.
Like,
you don't even need to wipe yourself. You're right. Yeah.
But these are the most valuable tools you're ever... I'm holding my hands in the air for around me. I'm waving them around. These are the most valuable tools you're ever going to have. Why would you handicap yourself with giant... Anyway.
And I would think, if you know, getting used to them, I would definitely stab an eye out. There's an itch on my eye. Let me just... I've impaled my eye. Look, it's in my middle finger. It's stuck on there. I've pulled my eye out of the socket in this scenario.
Yeah.
I stabbed it and it came right up. Plop.
While giving us the bird. Up.
Yes. Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
You fingered it.
Oh, no. Too bad the cameras aren't going, huh?
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one for the cameras. We'll save it for the cameras.
I don't like your backdoor flip-offing.
I didn't mean to.
No,
I just
attacked.
This
us.
Was the
me and you.
This is the longest nail. So I went to scratch my eye with my. I forgot I had my brand new stabby nails, and
I'm
I stabbed my eye
because I didn't even notice, and I was getting flipped off the whole time.
I didn't notice it either.
Thanks, Clarky.
Yeah. You're welcome, guys.
Anyway, the TikTok lady had to sit in the ER while they flushed her eye out. They attached a little tube to her eyelid to keep the fluid running. So it took a while, but she is okay. But the warning now is these bottles look similar or can look similar, and she's not the only one that's done this.
Oh, my God, really?
No, it's they're putting out a warning, and I think it's certainly worth...
Yeah.
You know, kids, and I wasn't a kid when I put the boric acid in my eye. I'm just a dummy. But kids will do things thinking this is what grownups do.
Right.
Or this is... Like, my daughter, again, is going through puberty, and she's... dealing with skin, and we all went through it. And as she had a look at it from a distance at like 8 or 9, I was like, you're going to change in weird ways. It's going to not happen in an orderly fashion. Sometimes you're going to be like, tomorrow's the most important day, and then you'll get a zit.
Yep.
Like, that is when it'll happen to you. So it's just, growing up's hard.
I do like the sticker thing that the kids do now with
the zits.
She's
doing that.
Yeah. You got a few of those. It's almost like a badge of honor. I got a star and a heart and a unicorn over here.
Well, I do think it's a way, you know, that person that walks up and goes, you know, you got a giant zit on your nose. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But
know that.
And could you say it louder so more people could all zero in on the zit on my nose?
Maybe you, if you're so, you know, perceptive, you can see that I've pinched it.
Yeah.
Bright red.
That's why you can see it.
Fingernail marks are still there.
Oh, God.
But, you know. Thanks.
Yeah.
For reminding me. Appreciate your help.
My Italian aunt, I took my girlfriend home to meet my family. And
Shauna?
No, this is pre-Shauna. This was, I don't know where I was living, but it was, you know, after a little bit after college, but I had acne. And she, first thing out of her mouth is, wow, looks like you finally got some work done on that acne. Like, that's how she greets me. Like, that's, you know.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, and kids, well, it doesn't go away. You'll get them your whole life.
All over his face. Yeah, it does. You know, honestly, even as an adult, you once in a while you have a breakout and go, this still, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's all lies.
Yeah, it does get better. It gets better.
It gets
They have some pretty damn good medications for it now. Like, my son had acne, and he put something, he could not go out in the sun, though. If he went in the sun for 2 seconds, he would turn into a potato chip, like crisp.
Yeah, I ruined I guess. But I used this stuff called Retin-A when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah,
because
that was a big one when we were kids.
I just could not live with what was happening to me. I please, Mom, you got to help me. Girls don't want to look at this. I don't want to look at this. How am I ever going to get laid?
You said that to your mom.
Well, I mean, she knew what I was.
Implied. Got it.
But I put that stuff all over me and then went in the sun because I won. And then I just got my whole face peeled in one big piece.
Oh,
it was awful.
Oh, that does sound kind of awesome.
It was it was awful. It didn't get rid of anything. It just made me look absolutely bright red and worse.
Happy puberty, kids!
Yeah. Yay, puberty!
Yay. Fast facts.
I would love one of those. You know that.
Fast facts.
Oh, you love them too, man.
I love them.
Yeah, we got that.
Pringles.
Oh, Pringles.
Pringles are only about 42% potato.
What?
What's the rest of them?
The rest is wheat starch, flour, oils, salt, and seasoning.
Well, they're totally worth it.
And because of that, they're not legally allowed to be called potato chips.
Oh.
Mm. But you love them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, once you pop, you can't stop. Everybody knows that. I just want the plain ones. Can people stop flavoring these things? I don't want the flavor just gets in like the tissues of my mouth. Okay, thanks for ruining my mouth. for all other tastes now. I just want the plain ones.
Make little duck lips with them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. There's so many fun things you can do with them. I like to put them on my tongue and just sort of like let them melt in my mouth. Mm. Just hold them for a while. Mm. At my house, they're Pringles.
You and food.
I know. I do love it. It's true.
It is.
Love nothing to wrong eat. With that.
No.
You really do love it, don't
Team
you?
Team food.
I got to look this up, and I'm not seeing it on my... Oh, St. Patrick's Day is... Oh, this Monday.
Oh, is it Monday? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there
the 17th.
It is. Mm. Dinner with the McCutcheons. The missus goes through her coughing fits and sickness early in the week.
She's still planning, and, party planning.
We want to have the McCutcheons over for St. Patrick's Day. I was like... You're hacking. You're. Why would we invite our friends? You are sick.
I'll be better by then.
Were you there?
Yes.
You were there.
So she's. What do you guys do? Like a big corned beef every year?
Well, I don't know. We don't normally do the St. Patty's Day. This is new on our list.
I gotta remind
of,
John because I want my corned beef and cabbage with my potatoes.
Well,
gotta have it all.
She's gonna remind him right now, everyone.
No, I'll remind. I'm still listening. Don't worry.
It's okay. I'm not worried. I was just saying that there she is sick, but already planning. I'll be better by then, don't you think? I don't know, but why would you plan something if there's
How
a possibility
this?
That you're not?
Mrs. McCutcheon, could you host us for, we'd love to see you on St. Patrick's Day, but there is a chance that we won't be able to do it. So could you host us?
Mrs. McCutcheon.
I don't know. What's her name? I know Violet, and I know Brian, but I don't know Mrs. McCutcheon's
Emily
name.
Emily is her name.
Emily, yeah. Emily McCutcheon.
She rules. She's a school teacher. She's like, she's awesome. Anyway, I think we're doing it, but we'll have to see if the missus has gotten rid of the whatever that is.
It's the creeping crud.
No, but you know, everybody who, when you get sick, it lasts longer than 3 to 5 days. It does. Like, you're 2 weeks minimum.
Even just the after effects. You might feel better and not be communicative anymore, but you're still like, coughing stuff up. Yuck.
Mm.
Ugh.
Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. My grandfather used too much adhesive for his dentures. My mother said it was the quietest that household has ever been.
Oh, glued his mouth shut. That actually sounds dangerous.
It does.
Yeah, you don't want to glue your mouth shut. Still, though, that's nice.
510 says the St. Patrick's Day parade in SF is this Saturday.
Oh, there you go.
Can we get info on that? Let the people know?
Sure.
Listening to you guys talk about sushi yesterday made me get a shirashi bowl last night.
Mm. Oh,
what's a shirashi bowl?
I don't know. Maybe it's sriracha.
It's fish and rice.
Oh.
Just sriracha? Sriracha means fish and rice? Because that's what I want to have that too. That sounds good.
I did. I got a poke bowl yesterday.
Oh my God. He was craving a poke. He said, all that talk about sushi, I got to go get a poke bowl. Like, oh, all right.
I ate so much poke in Hawaii and I just, weirdly, I love it. I'm not really a fish guy. Yeah. I've tried to force myself to get more into it, but I don't even have to try with pokey. It's amazing. My kids are always like, hey, you know that look on their face? Like, ah.
Good. More raw fish right. For me. Thank you. You don't have to like it. You'll like it someday. You'll regret all the years of not liking it.
Oh, here's one of your people.
Oh, hello.
Oh my God, Sarah. Thank you for making me laugh like a maniac. You know what? I'll snort it. The best. It's the boric acid,
right.
The drug addict.
Well,
gags.
I mean,
it's true.
Then he takes it on his finger and rubs it in his eye. Who would do that? Am I right, coke addicts? Come on. It's powder. That's not what you do with it. Mm. Although I have heard that people do all kinds of stuff with cocaine that I never did. In the olden days.
415 says, Vinny is correct about actors and hotel living. Tony Curtis famously lived at the Bel Air Hotel for years and once described it as the best wife he ever had.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sure all his laundry got done for him. The place got picked up every day. He had room service. I guess if you were rich and you didn't have to cook for yourself, what could be better?
Yeah, well, you know.
And people aren't allowed to just roam around in those places. I'm sure those high-end places have some good security. No one's sneaking into the pool. Or the gym.
Anyway, I just thought, yeah, it seems like that that sort of transient lifestyle, it can probably become, well, yeah, this is what I do.
I wonder too.
I'm not going to go buy toilet paper.
Right.
I'm Tony Curtis.
I got to go shopping. Going to employ a household full of servants that I never see because I'm never there. I think that if you were rich, like if you were a famous actor or super rich or whatever.
You'd fly first class.
Well, no, I'd have my own jet.
Oh.
Come on. Please. Jesus.
Step it up.
First class.
All right.
Think about like what it would cost to own a mansion. Like taxes in California alone, I don't know about everywhere else, but it's kind of astounding how much we pay in taxes on our houses. So now imagine you've got a, I don't know, $5 million house. You're Tony Curtis. You got a $5 million house. I mean, it's just so much money. And then I don't know what payments you're making and all the people that you pay to run this house of yours, all that money, it's probably a tenth of that to stay in the best hotel right down the street in Beverly Hills all the time. And all the food that you want to eat and all the laundry that you need done and all the cleaning, be perfect.
I'm reminded, weirdly, that Keanu Reeves has made the news probably in years past. It's not as much now, but as someone who was a hotel liver.
I remember him saying he didn't have a house.
He's someone who goes from film set to film set. And in between, he's just in a hotel.
It's like, yeah, I'll just probably has like favorite hotels where the staff knows him and he knows what to expect there. He can check in anytime, day or night. Doesn't have to answer to anyone or call ahead.
It's not like if the money train stops, he can't just go buy the mansion of his dreams.
Yes,
he can. So,
he could.
Sit on that money and.
I was reading the story about a country star who's young, his name escapes me. It was from a couple days ago. See, maybe you can find it. He's like 22 years old. So he makes it big currently, like a big star. He buys a big mansion in Nashville. And he's like, the place is falling down around me. Like, I don't know. He's a 22 year old. He's like, yeah, we had some wind and a tree. Like, I didn't even know trees could fall down. Like, what do I do about that? Like the grass, is someone going to come cut this grass or what?
It is sold to you as the American dream, but you do find out real fast. There's a lot of responsibility that comes with this.
And it's it's very.
Take the trash out.
I know. What are you talking about? Why? Where's my mom? Can you just come live with me at my new incredible mansion?
Anyway,
I just thought that was the funniest story. I'm like, good. Oh, that's give a 22 year old $50 million. They buy a house and go. What do I do with this thing?
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Where on earth is Kelly Clarkson?
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.